the municipal, the city hall, our city hall. It's very tall. It's not tall, but it's tall for Huntsville.
How many stories?
12, 15 at the most, the skyscraper of Huntsville. It gets all the police. That, you know, there really are very few high, tall buildings in Huntsville.
Now, when you said skyscraper, it sounded as though you were joking slightly by calling that a skyscraper. How tall would something have to be a legitimate skyscraper?
Oh, I was being very facetious when I said that's a skyscraper. When I say skyscrapers, I'm thinking in terms of the Peachtree Plaza. I'm thinking in terms of
how many stories
State
is that?
Building. Susan, we're talking about what? 40? 35? 40? That's a tough one for me because I don't know. I said 35 or 40. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Don't laugh tomorrow if you find out. I know that this Peachtree Plaza is like much, much taller than that. I just can't give you any.
What would you call a little passageway to change the subject between buildings? Say, first of all, downtown buildings.
A passageway between buildings where you don't come outside, or you are outside, like a
You're
path.
Outside, yes, huh?
Path or an alley?
Okay.
An alley?
Would this be big enough for a car to drive through?
An alley would.
But a path would?
No, a path wouldn't be.
Suppose you had places between houses.
Well, there again, if a car can get through it, I'd consider it to be an alley. And if a person could get through it, I really wouldn't consider a path between houses.
Mm-hmm.
It's very close together.
What about places between apartment buildings in an apartment complex?
Places between the apartments.
Is that an alley?
No.
Is it anything?
Are we talking about building C and building D, or are we talking about just passing from one apartment to another?
Whichever.
No, I can't answer that.
Mm-hmm.
No
terms for
that? No term for that.
Okay.
Beginning to get very depressed, thinking my vocabulary is very limited here.
You want to hear how limited mine is? What would you call an area in the city where buildings have been torn down and nothing has been built yet to replace them?
What would I call that? I'd call it something. They've just torn down this area. Is there a term? Would there be a term? I'm sorry.
What if there's a place in a neighborhood where there's no building where kids play baseball?
Just call it up. It's not a park. It's a place where they... I tell you what I'd call it. I'd call it whatever they were using it for. If they were using it as a baseball field, I'd call it the baseball.
Mm-hmm. If it were just a place with a fence around it and didn't have any buildings and weren't being used for anything, would it have a name?
A lot. A vacant lot.
Right. What would you call the thing where you get a drink of water in a public building?
Water fountain.
Ever anything else?
Never. Not to my knowledge.
Would you call it anything different if it were in a park outside rather than in a building?
Water fountain.
Okay. Can you name some different styles, body styles of cars, not specific types of cars, but just general terms?
What are you talking about? Chevrolet?
Ford? Not brand names.
I'm sorry. I didn't understand your question.
Body styles, like, for example, a small car that had just two bucket seats, maybe?
What do you want me
what
to
What kind
say?
Of a car would you call that?
Oh, you want me to give you specific names, like a Malibu?
No.
Or
general terms. Different classes of car.
A small compact car.
Okay. What about
a car?
Mm-hmm. That's the small one, too?
No, there's a difference in a... there's a difference with me. You know, small cars like a little Nova or Bel Air, one of those things Chevrolet used to put out. And a foreign car, I think of more BMW, Volvo, Mercedes.
Well,
they're not small cars to me.
Are they?
There are small cars that are foreign. No.